What's in the news?
Congratulations, you are a super school.
What?
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. 10 high schools around the country have been picked as super schools. They've changed the way we think about learning, and they get millions of dollars from the project funded by the wife of the late Apple founder Steve Jobs. At one of them, the Washington Leadership Academy. Laureen Powell Jobs found a creative and collaborative approach.
They feel very nervous and anxious-ridden that they're not prepared to enter the workforce. They actually want to understand how to be part of the 21st century workforce, and they feel like they're not being equipped to do that.
Ruslan Ali is the CEO. She says the problem at most schools is not much has changed.
They are frozen in time. We've gone from a Model T to a Tesla, from a switchboard to a smartphone, from a typewriter to a touchscreen, and our high schools look today exactly the way they did 100 years ago.
Furr High School in Houston is one of the winners, too. It used to be a gang-ridden dropout factory.
And I knew they had in excess of 12 gangs. I didn't think they would want me there. I said, I must be some kind of crazy old woman to be out here thinking I can make a difference in this school.
82-year-old principal Bertie Simmons did by meeting the gang leader. Head on.
I think what I've learned from that is that if you show respect, that you get respect.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.